And they sat there and was talking about Animal House, and that's what Emma said. The same thing you did. She said, well, Mother Gia had one over there that was exactly like that man in Animal House, which I haven't seen. Zero. You wouldn't believe Zero unless you've been there. I mean, you just wouldn't believe him. There's no way. He stayed in, he had about a fourth grade education, and he graduated from FSU, and I'll tell you how he did it. He's smart. Clever. He had a car and a little bit of money. He was a former football player, but he had played his time out, you know. Couldn't play anymore. So they allowed him to move into the ATO house. The football players couldn't stay over there. They couldn't even eat over there. All they did was come in there drunk about once or twice a year and tear the house up. They do that. But they called themselves the Animals. That's what they called themselves. They were known all over campus, the Animals. That's right. So anyway, Zero had moved into the ATO house and was in everybody's hair. But the way he graduated, he stayed in my room when I wasn't in there. I'd run him out when I came in on my telephone so he could have a private phone, sitting on my bed, calling up every girl that he made it his business to know all the girls. And he would tell him, he'd loan them his car, he'd take them out to dinner if they'd write a paper for him or help him with his work. They got him through school, these girls on this campus.
How many years did it take him to get through school?
About 7 or 8, I don't know.
Because see, he'd already been on with the football team 4 years, that's all he stayed with.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked just like that kid, he dressed like him, just a big old swat.
Oh, one instance I remember about Zero. The SAEs and the KAs were having a fight. And Elva hardly ever would let me stay over there on Saturday afternoon. She thought it was no place for a lady. But we'd usually go shopping or something. But that weekend, I was there. One of the boys came running in there and said, come on, Mother Gia, the SAs and the KAs are having a fight. Come on, come on. So I dashed out to see the fight. And I was standing out there with boys in Zero. He was always playing with me. Oh, he'd dance around boxing. I don't like to be played with, you know. Can't stand for anybody. And run up and made like he was going to hit me and he'd dash off. And finally, I kept telling him, I had a cigarette in my hand. I said, Zero, if you don't let me alone, I'm going to burn you with a cigarette. Oh! And so he came up this time and pulled my hair right back there. I just turned around and burned him on the arm. I mean, I stuck that lighted cigarette to his arm. He had on a short sleeve. It was in the fall and it was hot. Short sleeve sports shirt. He says, I can't believe it, boys. Look what Mother Gia did. She burned me. I said, I'm going to burn you in the eye the next time you come near me. So I didn't think any more about it. And he doctored his arm. And every time he'd see me, he'd show it to me what a terrible place it was, you know. And I said, that's not going to be near as bad as I'm going to do. Well, rush started. And, of course, we were all on our best behavior. And the little rushies, all these little high school seniors were in the house, and the boys were all telling them how great ATO was, you know. And I walked up to a group, and Zero was saying, I'll tell you about it. I have a house mother. If you join this fraternity, you better watch out for you. She'll burn you. I said, oh, my gosh. So I walked up. I said, Zero, how you do go on? I said, honestly, if you don't stop making up things like that on me and tell me. And so he said, now, Muggy, you know you burned me. I still got a scar. I said, well, now, I don't know where you got that scar, but it certainly wasn't anything I did. I said, now, I'm going to really reprimand you if you do that again. You must not be going around telling stories like that. Well, I eased away from the group, and I went and got one of the brothers. I said, you better go get Zero and tie him in a closet somewhere. He's going to ruin us. Well, listen, all the rest of the boys, see, he was much of a man. He was, Mr. Muscle, but all talk. All talk was up.
Was there competition among the fraternities to get enough people? Or
was it what?
How would it have ruined you? Because you
you have to know that I exaggerate to carry a point. And it wouldn't have ruined us, but it didn't sound very good to say Oh, I have a most charming house mother. All the boys tell me what a wonderful house mother they had. And then Zero comes up and tells them if I displeased any of them, displeased me, I just burned them.
See, that's a selling point. When you're trying to sell a fraternity or sorority, you know, the house mother. We try to keep Lot in the closet. We didn't want her out. We wanted to see her.
Well, they had me out there helping them rush. And then for Zero to be telling them I ran around burned people, I mean, this didn't sound too good. So I had to shut him up.
He was something.